Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with 2018 Knoxville Nationals Queen Jamie Mueller of Brooklyn, Iowa. All right, crowned 2018 Knoxville Nationals Queen. What's it like?
It's amazing.
Talk about wanting to enter this competition and your motivations behind it and just wanting to be the queen.
Knoxville Raceway has always been a very sentimental place for me. My parents met here in 1986. I came to my first race here when I was 2 weeks old. The Knoxville Nationals Queen Contest is something I've really always wanted to do, but just finally got the courage to do it this year.
And I guess, like you said, it's just something you've always wanted to do. Do you have any memories of past Queen Contests or any inspirations that you wanted to draw from?
I haven't really been able to make it to the Queen Contest in many years past just because of other work obligations, but I made sure to see to it this year that I would get everything cleared off the calendar for this.
All right. What type of experiences do you have with the other contestants?
Oh, coming into this, I was actually very nervous because the other contestants were awesome. They're a really great bunch of girls, and I knew it would be very, very difficult to get this done.
What type of questions did you expect, and did that kind of meet up with what you got?
I wasn't exactly sure what to expect. I've heard things from past contests, from very technical race car things to just more opinion-based questions, and I was really happy with the question that I got, and I thought it was a good, very nice question.
How well did you think you did? Obviously, you're crowned queen, so it went really well, but how well did you think you did?
Well, I wouldn't normally say this, but I actually felt like I did really well. And the reason I say that is because I had fun the entire time. From the interview earlier in the day and both times I got to come out on stage, I just had really a blast. So I felt pretty confident about that.
All right. Miss Congeniality gets announced. Second and first runner-up gets announced. What's going through your head?
So sometimes I kind of struggle with self-confidence. So I'm like, oh, man. Not going to get anything, darn it, because I knew how many great girls were still left who hadn't been crowned for anything. So I was like, wow, well, this is it.
All right. So like you said, it's feeling amazing. What were some of the first things that went through your head when they announced you as queen?
I was shocked and just really thankful to my family and my best friend that just kind of pushed me to do the contest this year. And I just thought to myself, I laughed because they're like, oh, you'll do great, you know. And I just was like, wow, okay, I guess I have to admit they're right.
Perfect. That's the best thing is they get to say I told you so.
Yeah.
So what's your plan for the rest of the Knoxville Nationals? There's a lot of duties that go along with being queen in the court.
I'm just really excited to spend more time with the rest of the court and just meet drivers, fans, and just show everyone what a great time the Knoxville Nationals is.
I know in the past there's been helicopter rides, rides in the two-seaters, maybe up on the flag. Is there anything like that that you wanted to do?
I would love to ride in the two-seater. My dad always raced. My brother actually races right now. He races a D2 midget, but I would really like to experience that.
Do you have any favorite memories of the Knoxville Raceway?
There are just so many, so it's kind of hard to choose. My favorite part is just getting together with, you know, family and friends from all across the country and the world, because they're people that you might only see once a year.
Do you have any favorite Knoxville Nationals memories, or in terms of the races, or just they're all great?
I would say they're all pretty great.
Who do you want to win this year? Who are you pulling for?
Well, my favorite driver is Scott Boguski, because we are very close to his family, but also I just think he's awesome. He's super brave for coming halfway across the world to race with the best of the best, and I think that's awesome that he did that.
Is that your prediction this year?
Sure.
Thanks to Knoxville Nationals Queen Jamie Mueller for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.